Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
Do it.
Okay, here we go. So technically, this is our 100th episode because we aren't counting those two short ones we did for E3. So in honor of our 100th episode, we got something special that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Chad, you want to explain what we're doing here?
Sure. We're going to do $100 for our 100th. So this week, we will be giving away $100 of Steam gift cards. We're going to do five $20 gift cards. The first one is going to be on our iTunes reviews. We've said this several times, but put up a review for us on on the DL Gaming on iTunes. If you put a review in, you'll be entered in. We're going to give one away there. We're going to give one away on Saturday when we're doing our stream, which is, what are we doing, 10 to 12 Pacific?
No. We changed the times.
We're on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday, we're going to do 10 to 12 next Saturday. We're going to be streaming. We're going to give a $20 away. And then Emilio streams during the week. What time do you stream?
We switch it to 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
So we're going to give another three gift cards during the week while during his stream. So $100 total. So that's what we're doing for 100.
So that's probably going to be like Wednesday night, Tuesday night, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. And then Saturday, and then when we record again, we'll give away the fifth one.
Yeah, so
awesome. And that Twitch channel is DL Gaming, DOTnet.
Yep.
Plenty of chances to get Steam cards. Good luck, everybody, and have fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right, so we're going to start it off with a little game here, categories.
Yeah.
So this is a game that a lot of people probably played, where you pick a category, and then each person has to go around and name something from that category until you run out.
Exactly. So if we did cereals, you know, I would start with Twix or
are we doing
Tricks.
PC only?
What?
Are we doing PC only?
That's a good question.
Yeah, the PC game, I'm going to start off. I'm going to give you guys a category, and we're going to start. I'm going to give a category, and the first one, and we're going to go.
Okay.
You ready? It's got to be quick. If you can't think of it, you're out.
What do you get? 1.5 seconds.
Something like that. Okay. My first category is titles featuring a female lead. And I'm going to go Tomb Raider.
Okay. Princess. Oh, fuck.
All right. You're out. The next one.
Okay. Female lead. Examina.
Metroid.
I thought we weren't doing PC.
PC only.
Oh.
Screwed.
God damn it. All right.
Bobby takes it.
And I only named that game Examina because one of our listeners had mentioned that game for me and asked me if I knew what it was, and he kind of described it, and I said, I have no idea what that is. And then when he did find it, he showed me the game. It's an interesting-looking game. Very, very cool. All right, so who's going to choose the next category?
Sure, I'll go.
All right.
Shmup.
Shmup.
Yeah, Death State.
Shmup, okay.
Yeah. Binding of Isaac.
Raiden, I just bought for the PC.
Fuck! That was the one I was going to go next. Screw.
Yeah.
Ronnie of Isaac Afterbirth.
No.
Yes.
Can I go Evoland 2 since it's got shmup elements in there?
Ooh, that's a stretch. I don't know. What do the judges say?
I wouldn't even give Binding of Isaac shmup. Really.
All right. Last one. All right. Okay. Do another one.
Battlefield games.
Battlefield games.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the first one, 1941.
Battlefield Vietnam.
1942.
Wow, it's like that. Okay. Bad Company.
2042? Wasn't that the one?
Yep, 2042.
Bad Company 2.
Battlefield 4.
Battlefield. That's it. I'm out.
Battlefield 3?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Battlefield 3. Yeah.
Okay, what do we got left? Battlefield 2?
Fucking geniuses over here. Battlefield A Light Assault.
Yep, that's it. You got it.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, all right. I made that up.
This was a bad game. Yeah, I'm sorry I brought it up. What else do we want to talk about?
I was going
to
do Call of Duty, but...
I thought you guys were going to do something fun, like... I don't know.
Like games that start with P.
Yeah, exactly. Something interesting.
You want to go? Let's do it.
No.
Portal. Portal 2. What else?
Prince of Persia.
Oh, ooh, there you go. Okay.
Double points.
Double points.
Paradise Island.
You're terrible.
Paradise Burnout, pretty, Burnout Paradise.
Pretty Princess. Pretty Pony. I'm going to get triple score.
All right.
Let's talk about the Steam sale.
Okay. So, yeah, the Steam Halloween sale is going on right now. And they're pretty liberal with the word Halloween in this sale, I've noticed.
Yeah.
This year and last year, a lot of stuff on Steam is sale. Not necessarily horror games or scary games or Halloween-related games. Is there anything, first of all, that you guys are buying? And then, second of all, anything that you guys are recommending?
Well, what happened to the Halloween sale? I mean, the fall sale. Is that still coming? Or is this the fall sale? It used to be called the fall sale.
Maybe it was called the fall sale. I don't know. I think they did do a fall sale last year, but I don't remember one this year. It's been a while since the last Steam sale.
It's not really into fall yet, so I think maybe it's coming up later.
Yeah, maybe
says
we'll have
you
one
in San Diego.
November. November is fall, right?
No, it already started, like, 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Officially.
Did it? Because it's about 8,000 degrees.
Yeah, we have AC on it.
Yeah. Well, the winter sale is coming up in December, and that will be a really big one. But maybe in November we will see a fall sale.
I don't get excited for Steam sales anymore. You have G2A, and I already own everything pretty much that I want. So it's hard to get excited about these things anymore.
Steam sales are now, for me, impulse buys. It'll be like, oh, this thing's 75% off.
Yeah.
I don't really have an interest in playing it, mm-hmm. but I have a little bit of interest, and it's only cheap. $2, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
it's
why
a good
not?
Time to check your wish list and see if something's on sale.
Oh, for sure.
I noticed Lucius 2 is on sale for $6.24.
Is that the one where you play as the kid?
Mm-hmm. It's basically The Omen.
Yeah.
You play the little kid who murders people because he's got to deal with the devil, or he's possessed by the devil or something. God, that was like a year ago we were talking about that game, I think. But the reviews on the second game are so bad that I wasn't even going to pay $6.24 for it. Because you can buy Lucius 1 for like a dollar or less from several places. But there was nothing really that stood out to me. Soma is only on sale for like $25.
Yeah, you got to play that.
Yeah, I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
There were some other horror titles.
Soma's the one that takes place underwater?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's underwater,
well, it's
right?
in a facility that's underwater. But it's from the guys... From the guys that brought you.
No, the guys that did your scariest game that you couldn't play.
Amnesia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So which I haven't even
they
tried.
They did Amnesia, then Machine for Pigs, and then...
Yeah, Soma's the new one.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Soma's the one that came out, a couple months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like a month ago.
Now I know Bobby's fucked up, because, you know, he does his whole Halloween thing.
Yeah.
Like... plays all scary games in October. You didn't even play one?
No, I didn't. The only one that I really want to play, and it was not on sale at all, which I was very upset about, is a game called Fran Bo. I'll pull up a picture so you can see what I'm talking about. But this was in beta last year, or in alpha, and I was going to add it to my list of scary games that I was going to play, but you could only play like the first 10 or 15 minutes of it. But it looked really cool. It kind of reminded me of Neverending Nightmares a little bit. It's got like this little girl with a creepy cat. Interesting art style.
Yeah, it kind of looks
very creepy.
Magdalene, or what's that one cartoon? Caroline.
Caroline. Except super creepy. But yeah, that's the one horror game that I am interested in right now. Is that it? Albino Lullaby, which is, I guess, an episodic game that came out, looked kind of interesting, but I think I'm going to pass on that one for the time being.
Outlast 2 was announced. They said they're going to come out Halloween next year, I believe.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I'll play that one for sure. I love those games. And that's the one game I would recommend for the Halloween sale is Outlast and the DLC. Really good game.
So other than Outlast, if we got listeners that it's Halloween, they want to play something scary, what's your recommendations? What's the Bobby's seal of scaridity?
Friday Night at Freddy's is a fair bet. It's cheap, and it's a cheap thrill.
Yeah, it's a good game, and you can get like all four games are like $12.50, I think, on Steam. But I don't think you're going to get too much out of that. And it's just, I don't see how anyone could play through all four of those games. I played a little bit of the first one, never even touched the second one. It's a good game, worth the money, but I would think you'd be better off going for something like Outlast or Alien Isolation was $25. That's a great deal for that game.
Amnesia?
That was your game of the year last year, right? Wasn't it?
The scary game. Yeah, scariest game. You know what I was looking at, though, and I almost bought it, and I would buy it if someone else got it, was Resident Evil 6. Because I actually had a really good time playing Resident Evil 5 co-op with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. We played the whole game straight through. And like, I had a pretty good time with that. So I would definitely check out 6 if someone wanted to team up on that one.
I installed it from Team Tom's account, so he has it. I don't know if we'll both be able to play it if we both get it. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
But yeah, it's like $7.50, $10 for the deluxe edition. I might pick that one up.
They need to figure out a way to make co-op scary.
Like, yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah, when you're playing co-op, it just takes the fear factor
away. Maybe if one's the monster.
I was just thinking, like, maybe you got to make choices whereas your dude's, the co-op guy, is in trouble and you're trying to, like, save him and he's trying to get you to hurry up to do things and he's trying to tell you, like, a Saw kind of scenario, mm-hmm, where you're in the room together and you got to make hard choices between the two of you guys.
You would have to separate the players and like do something. You'd have to keep stuff unknown between each of them.
Yeah, kind of like a game that we'll be bringing up a little bit later.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cool. You guys ready to move on?
Yeah, let's get into games.
Cool. So we've been playing a shit ton of Vermintide. This is Warhammer End Times Vermintide. We brought it up last week, but we're going to talk about it more because we played it more. I had only played one game. Chad hadn't even bought it at that point.
No, I hadn't.
And now I think we're not even well-versed because I've only played like 3 levels. But I'm going
to... Because we have to play them like 8 times to get through them.
This is Left 4 Dead with rats instead of zombies. And it's more melee.
And fantasy instead of modern.
Yeah. So pretty much that's about it. But it's done really well. It's very smooth. I think every week there's a new patch and they're fixing all these bugs that I haven't even really seen much of.
Yeah, the new patch said it was fixed exploits. I wonder if it fixed the jumping on the...
No. As of last night, it didn't.
I fell over dead one time just by tripping over a log. I had full health, so that happened. But hopefully they fixed something like that. Mm-hmm. But two things that I want to put out there. One, it's very difficult, and that's a good thing. Because you're working... It forces you guys to work together... and make up new strategies and fight each other when it comes to Chad and Bobby, like over and over.
Yeah.
But that's part of the, you're not only are you going up against the AI, but you're going up against each other, right? So you're trying to organize 4 people to work to a common goal. So, and then sometimes you could be working in perfect unison and
RNG fucks you.
Yeah. So there is that too.
We did a good run one time and it was going along at a nice little clip and then the rat ogre spawned and then immediately followed up by a horn, by a swarm.
Yeah.
And we were just fucked. Like, we got a rat ogre and a swarm going simultaneously.
Yep. And like the other specials, there was like 2 other specials in that. It was bad.
Yeah.
Like the gas rat separated us and then the ogre had his way with Bobby's asshole. The other thing I really want to emphasize here is I fucking hate these rats. I hate them so bad.
They're good enemies, right?
Yeah, they're really good enemies.
Like, I'm so sick of zombies. Yeah. And they're basically zombies.
Well, they're smarter than zombies.
Yeah.
They'll run.
Yeah.
These guys run and regroup and come around
attacking
corners.
Packs.
Yeah, yeah. And what's great is you're always trying to, like, move one direction. And these rats will come up behind the last person. Somebody's always there in the light. And that guy, and they run faster than you. So you have 2 choices. One, turn around and attack these guys, in which case the whole group is slowed down because the anchor's left, or keep running, but then they hamstring you. You can't run as fast. Now you're taking damage. And so that's the whole dynamic. Does the third person come back and help the fourth person? Or what do you do there?
Yeah.
And that's a constant problem that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Is it speed or is it killing? Killing never ends.
And yeah, they'll keep spawning and they'll spawn special guys if you don't keep moving. So you kind of have to keep moving. You can't just kind of sit there and kill everybody and then that area's clear. No, it doesn't work that way. They're going to keep coming at you.
My biggest problem with this game is the lack of color.
Which is common these days. Everybody wants to be dark and moody.
Right? Yeah, and I get it. I mean, it's end times, right? This is after the apocalypse or whatever in their canon or whatever. But there was some... the level design, especially in the Wizard Tower, I thought was exceptional. Yeah, really, really good. But yeah, lack of color. I thought if anywhere they were going to put color, it was where a wizard would be casting spells. But even the spells are pretty dim in color.
Yeah.
But those are my thoughts.
So I like the leveling up and itemization kind of. I like how that's done. See, here's how it's done. You have a melee weapon, a ranged weapon, and there's five classes, right, Bobby?
Yes.
There's five classes, and each of them have a melee and a ranged, and then they also have trinket slots. So basically, you don't level up your stats, so it doesn't matter if I'm level 20 or I'm level 1. If we're both swinging a white weapon, we're swinging it exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But if... after you beat a level, you get a single item. And based on what you do in the level, you have a higher chance of getting a green or a blue or what have you. But you only get one item. And then when you level up, you get another item. So you're not getting very many items. And if you want to, like, transmute them or what is it called?
Fuse.
If you want to fuse them, it takes five weapons of one, like, white. Five white weapons will give you one green item. So you're highly dependent on these items that you're getting. That's the only way you can improve yourself or get stronger. And so being able to, like I just lucked out. One of my first solo runs, I hit a blue item, and the blue item happened to be the guy that I was playing as. And so I feel like I'm pretty strong right now, even though I'm 10 levels below Bobby. You know, I feel like I end up doing the most damage almost every time we do a run.
Yeah. And that was some confusion when I first started playing the game. Like, I did a hard mode early on, thinking like, oh, I could handle this. And somebody got upset, like, why would you queue up for hard mode when you're only level 3? And, because I had just started playing the game, I had no idea at what level are you supposed to try doing hard mode. And then later on, you realize it doesn't even matter. The only thing leveling up does is unlock slots for trinkets, but you have to get trinkets first, and yeah. it doesn't boost any stats or anything. So you're forced to get better at the game and to get more drops and to, you know, just learn how to play it and progress that way, as opposed to just grinding. And I hate games that just make you grind.
Well, this game makes you grind because, like I said, it takes five items to fuse. So I would need five green items to fuse into a single blue item.
Yeah.
And if you think about that, five items means you've played the level five times.
Yeah.
So you're talking about an hour or two.
That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to play it on a higher difficulty and get a legendary drop, or to get grimoires or tomes, which are items you can pick up in the level. And they make it more difficult for you to pass the level, but there are benefits. They help you get better gear at the end of it. So there's all these risk versus reward things that they do. And I feel like that's the real value in the game. You know, it's playing it that way as opposed... I mean, you could play... There's one level, Man the Ramparts, that is really short and really easy. It doesn't get very much XP. There's no tomes or grimoires in it. You could just do that one over and over and over again and then just get items, fuse them, level them up that way. But... I don't know. To me, that would be boring and it would take a lot of time. I would rather just play on difficulty levels where I feel challenged. Yeah. And if I win, then, you know, I'm rewarded for that.
On the melee side, do you guys feel like there's a huge difference between the weapons? I just see you guys swinging and it looks the same to me.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge difference.
Yeah. They've got a rating. Like, your weapon has a rating on how many guys it hits, like what's sweep range is versus how much damage it is versus how fast it is, and there's how much it knocks back. All of those are rated on your weapon. So the weapon I have has a big sweep, so it'll hit four or five guys and does decent damage, but doesn't knock back at all.
And that's how you're out damaging me, because you're hitting that big
range. I'm doing big sweeping attacks.
Well, there's the difference between the staffs for the mage are huge. Like, you can definitely tell the big difference in it.
Well, she's definitely the most complex character mechanically. Like, she has a lot more going on than the other characters do. They're pretty basic with block, attack, push.
But I feel like every class of the five classes are unique. Like, I don't feel like, if anything, maybe the Witch Hunter is the most bland. We tend not to use the Witch Hunter too much, but he's got the dual pistols that shoots like really fast. He's got this like rapid shooting.
See, I feel like the Dwarf and the Empire Soldier are very similar, though, because I've been playing both of those, and I equip them both with one has a sword and shield, one has a axe and shield, and they feel like they play exactly the same. And it comes down to the gear, too. You know, these guys can equip the same gear. And a lot of people don't understand about this game. There's some armored rats. And if you have a hammer or a blunt object, there's no, you can't do any damage to those armored units unless you hit them directly in the head, which is actually
a charge attack.
My weapon doesn't have armor penetration. That's one of the features you can get of your weapon. So my charge attack is a downward stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can kill with that, but it still takes two or three shots to kill with that.
Headshots are actually really difficult in this game.
Yeah.
The reason I don't know any of this is because I've been playing pretty much strictly the mage, and she's great. One of the best thought out players ever, because the more you contribute, the more you're hurting yourself. It's you're always balancing all the time whether or not you should hurt yourself. Because it's kind of like, I don't know, any kind of power where you start to hurt yourself after you do it too much. So the more you contribute, you start to burn yourself. So if it's like a big enemy and I need to burn it down, my teammates are getting burned to death or knocked down and killed and stuff, I'll start to sacrifice my own health. And then if you're not watching it, I accidentally burn myself all the time. You can get minor burns, you can get the severe burns. So it's a really cool mechanic because if your teammates are doing it right, you shouldn't ever get hit. Like there should be a wall around you, and that's what we set up sometimes. But still, I'm playing this game within just myself. If I never get hit by a rat, I'm still taking damage.
Yeah. I think it's also cool that they didn't go with the traditional, this is a ranged class, this is a melee class. Every class is both a melee and a range. And there's no range class other than the mage that you can just shoot your range. Like, even the mage, you have to cool yourself down.
Right.
Like, I was worried that the ranger, or what is it called? The wayfarer?
Waywatcher, the witch hunter. Yeah. Witch hunter has the two pistols.
I was worried that the bow guy was just going to be able to shoot his bow all day. Right,
which he can't.
Which he can't. He's got a limited number of ammo.
Yeah.
And the character that I play, the Empire soldier, he's got like a blunderbuss, which is like a shotgun. So I can like shoot four or five guys, but it has no range whatsoever.
Yeah, but the gear is not specific to certain characters. Like the Dwarf, who is, I think they call the Ranger, he can equip a shotgun as well.
Yeah.
So there's some crossover overlap in the characters there. The only real issue that I have with this game is a minor technical thing. I've noticed someone has to host a game, and you don't want to play the single player. This isn't a single player game. But somebody has to host the game, and whoever that person ends up being doesn't have any latency issues. But everyone else that joins, every time I have not hosted a game, I've had lag. And not just like a little annoying lag, like, you know, it's a melee game, so it's important, you know, little microseconds count when you're trying to connect and block and do all these things at once. So, you know, the lag can be really, really disruptive.
Yeah.
So that's my only issue with it. But other than that, I really like this game. I've been playing a lot of it this week.
Yeah. It's a very high recommendation from all three of us, which doesn't happen very often.
And then G2A, it's what, down to 20 bucks? 20 bucks or something like that.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it, especially if you got guys that you can play it with. What else we got?
Moving on. Yeah. Binding of Isaac Afterbirth. Finally, I've been waiting for this for so long. It came out, and it didn't even come out the 30th. Like, I was ready at midnight, and it didn't come out till like fucking like 6 p.m. or something like that.
Really?
I was pretty pissed. But anyway, it was $6.66. It's a DLC for Binding of Isaac Rebirth, which is kind of like the sequel to Binding of Isaac. So I think this is the first DLC for Rebirth. It's everything that I could have expected it to. It looks a little bit better. There's a bunch of new stuff that you could do. The only thing I didn't like is I had completed everything and it completely wipes all that. It's all gone. I have to unlock all the characters again. You're starting from scratch, basically, but because I know how to do it now, I'm just running right through it. Like in one day, I got like probably 20% of the way there, I think.
Really?
Something like that. But there's a whole new mode now, which is awesome. It's called Greed Mode. And there's only one room. and you push a button and monsters just start coming out, and you get gold for, or pennies for every monster that you kill, every wave, and they'll just keep coming. Every 6 seconds, more.
Can you leave the room?
Yeah. There's a little bit of strategy. There's some other rooms where you can kind of power yourself up. There's a store. That's the main thing. There's a store that sells 5 things. So you could go up there and spend all these money in between rounds. And then there's 2 like power-up rooms where it's random in there. And then...
So it's like a wave survival.
It's a wave survival, but there's an added risk versus reward because you can turn off the button anytime you want. But then the money that you're getting goes down significantly. And then you fight a boss. And after you fight the boss, you get to go down to the next level, which is the exact same thing again. But the side rooms are filled up with goodies again. And then the store will have new items. Hmm. So it's some RNG, but not so much. Now it's more like strategy. How are you going to spend that money? I really enjoy this mode. I had one complaint, the last guy of it is really... I beat the whole thing the first time I tried it. So, and then I failed twice because I was playing with my girl and she lost me a lot of hearts. Hmm.
Yeah. So it still has a multiplayer?
Yeah. And they changed it a little bit. So there's over 100 little buddies that your co-op person can randomly come in as. Used to be random. Now they get a set of 6 of those random. And she can scroll through and pick one depending on what we need for the situation. So you could get the laser eye one, or you could get the guy who can't shoot, but he can pick up items. And then so if she gets that one, I'll say, like, go away. Bring out the laser guy. We have to save the item grabber for when I can't grab an item. Because if they die, she don't get to pick that character again. So now we're talking to each other. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It's everything I would have expected.
Did they add more to the single player mode?
Yeah, there's
a new boss?
New items. There's 25 new bosses. Like,
25?
25.
But you said it actually reset your progress from the original game? Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if people are upset about that.
I don't think so, because I wasn't playing Binding of Isaac anymore. That's why I bought Death State, mm-hmm. because I was done. I was done. So now I have a reason to play, and I'm fucking hooked. Next week, I'm probably going to be talking about Binding of Isaac, honestly.
Look forward to that, fellas.
I'm going to play this until Fallout 4, which is...
kill you, because you talk about it so much.
Oh my god, Fallout 4.
If they could somehow
can't wait.
Put Binding of Isaac and Skyrim together, it would just be in a constant state of orgasm.
There's another Fallout 4 fucking beverage. They came out with their Nuka-Cola.
Yeah, Nuka-Cola, you can get that at Walmart.
Sweet. Yeah, and Target, yeah. Okay, Rocket League, I played with some friends, some fans, actually. I played with Clown Lotion, I played with Puppy Parade, I played with Flying Hawaiian, always fun. We should talk about this. We've been having issues with our voice communications, right?
Yeah, we've been trying several things.
So what is the one?
Discord.
We've been trying Discord, which on the surface, everything's great.
It's still in beta, though. Give it a little slack.
They have a lot of good ideas. You can jump in, jump out at will.
And it's web-based. It's a web browser-based. It's a browser-based game.
Yeah, but it runs better on the application.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds better. I bought a new headset. It's a... fuck, I don't know. I'll come back, because I think I might send it back. I'm having too many issues with it.
You bought a headset, and we couldn't hear the fucking thing you were saying.
I had the settings wrong.
Yeah, and then, of course, we find out that Emilio has the settings wrong, and it's trying to... play the audio from his webcam.
But still, even now that I am using my mic, I still have to use microphone boost almost to like 80%. It makes it sound all... I don't like it at all. But I'll...
Thanks, Flying Hawaiian.
Yeah. I'll get back to you guys with what brand it is and everything. It was the highest rated thing on Amazon. So maybe I got a shitty one, or maybe I'm too dumb to use it. But anyway, Rocket League is going to come out with these things called mutators. There's over 100 of them. So there's going to be all kinds of shit you can do. You could turn the ball into a square or into a triangle, or make it giant or make it tiny, or make the cars big, or make the field snow or ice or sand or low grav, or, you know, I could go on and on.
Is it a new mode that they're doing where this is enabled?
No, it's kind of like before you play, Smash Brothers, you can set the rules, right?
Okay.
So I think that's what... You know, people aren't going to play this competitively. This is like when we play, hey, let's fuck around some and laugh about, you know, low grav, and we'll be flying around, you know? So it's adding replay value to one of the games that has the most replay value.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I think that's coming. And it's free. It's a free DLC. So that'll be sweet. Oh, and when I was playing with Clown Lotion, he's got the DeLorean. It looks so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It looks better than it did in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, because those cables that are going, they're like really vibrant, really bright.
Yeah, that's really one of the things that I like most about Rocket League is it's so vibrant and bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many games these days want to like have everything dull. I mean, we were talking about it earlier.
It's got to match the tone you're going for. I mean, if you made Vermintide look like Borderlands, it would seem a little odd.
I would still enjoy it.
But
no, if we were fighting mutant unicorns that were shooting rainbows out their ass, I would still be having fun playing the game, and it would be bright as shit. Like, we pay hundreds of dollars to have our graphics look fucking amazing, and then everything is brown. Like, it just bugs me after a while, you know?
Well, it's gray in this one.
Yeah, gray.
But intermittently, put some really vibrant color in there,
and
it'll offset all of that. Like, what if they made the blood really bright and, like, overdone? It's just splashing all over. That would have been awesome. There's blood all over. Kind of like Sin City, where all the only color you see is red. It would really like... Anyway, need more color.
So, I've been still playing Guild Wars 2, but I wanted to just give a status update. I was actually able to play my level 80 guy, get into the level 80 zones and all. I'm having fun, but it...
Great game, hate it.
No... The 1 to 80 is a blast. This new expansion, honestly, I'm not liking it very much. I think they've purposely made it hard because they've expected you to like have leveled up your guy at 80 and gotten items and stuff like that. And I'm finding stuff to be challenging. But then they do stuff that purposefully pisses me off. They'll have guys...
This one's going to get Chad, huh, Bob?
Yeah. Half of their guys have like stealth moves, so you're just shooting on just a regular minion, and all of a sudden he just disappears. You deselect him, you stop shooting. My minion, because I'm a ranger, so I've got a little pet that's wandering around, walks back up to me, and then 3 seconds later he shows up somewhere else and starts shooting you. You got to re-engage him, or there's another guy.
It's a common mechanic,
but not just your standard run of the mill guy. Doesn't do mechanics where he's just gone for 3 seconds and you're just sitting there shooting
at being absolutely super nothing. Nitpicky, dude.
No, when you have to run through 100 of these guys, it starts to piss you off. And then the bosses do that, and these are bosses that take like 10 minutes to kill, and they're doing that every 30 seconds.
Are there?
It's just annoying.
Did they put in a counter mechanic?
No. No, you just...
That
you
haven't found. Maybe there's some magic goggles.
No, there is not. There's no counter mechanic. And then there's another enemy who, like, bounces around, and then he throws a smoke screen, and just every shot you do misses for 10 seconds.
Hey, kids, get off my lawn.
So you just... They made things hard, but they made them hard in annoying ways. They didn't make them hard in challenging, fun ways. They made things hard in annoying ways. And then the level... So now you're leveling up using these kind of alternate advancement ways. So you can still put XP towards things, but you're not actually leveling up your actual level. You're still level 80, but then you get 3 or 4 points of whatever this thing is. But they don't let you progress the story until you've unlocked things with that. So I want to just go through the story and experience the story, and they're purposely putting gates in to prevent you from doing that. And it will make my experience longer, but it doesn't make it more fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just not liking this expansion at all. And it has a lot of verticality. You can jump off and glide and stuff like that. But they put things like out of the way because they expect you to be dealing with the verticality. And it's just annoying. Like, everything about this expansion to me has been annoying. And it's bugging the hell out of me.
Wow.
So
it got an 8.5 from what I saw. So
I guess that 0.5 I don't know. Really maybe if I've been playing Guild Wars. Because like I said, I jumped into Guild Wars a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Leveled my guy up. Maybe if you have been playing for a year or two, it's not annoying and you're just cruising through the levels and all. But this, so far, I've been not having fun with this.
Are you going to keep playing?
I am. I'm trying out your suggestions of doing a, I named a guy pacifist, and I've destroyed every weapon he's gotten. So you can't use spells if you don't have a weapon equipped.
Okay.
Because your spells are based on your weapon, right? So if you don't have a weapon, you can't use any attacks.
Right.
So I've removed all weapons. So basically he runs around getting crafting supplies and then goes back to the base and crafts these up.
How do you die on the way?
I haven't died yet on him.
Yeah.
I made him a...
What level are you?
I made him a thief.
Yeah.
That's good. So my idea is that...
He's sneaky.
He can be sneaky. And a lot of these early... they're not quests. What do you call them? They're the little heart things and you can do a bunch of things and you get little bits of the heart, and then when the heart fills up, you were done with
it's
that.
It's like area. A hub of quests.
Yeah.
It? Yeah, mm-hmm. Quest hub.
But all the quest hubs that I've gone to have all included something that you can do that doesn't involve attacking. So you can collect something or squish something or do something else, and that's kind of what I've been doing. But it's been a challenge because instead of just killing 10 things, I'll have to run around and find the one guy that I have to like yell at, and then I get a little bit of XP. And so
you're definitely leveling up a lot slower.
It's very slow.
Is it fun?
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
It's been interesting.
Cool. I think you're going to have to employ people or something, you know, like talk, because eventually you're going to need help.
Well,
of some sort.
So the crafting, you can...
Are you making money?
You can deselect a crafting... like, you can deselect leatherworking and pick up artificer.
And then so, go back and not lose anything?
Exactly. Okay. So you can do all of the crafting ones, but you have to kind of deselect and select. Right. So,
which is an extra step.
Yeah. It's slow, but we're seeing how it goes.
Cool, I like it.
I'm like level 8 or 9.
Dude, if
right
you
now.
Write that up and put it on Reddit on their forum, I bet like a lot of people read it.
I'm sure this is a common thing because this game, you know, gives you XP for everything. Hmm. So cool. That's been Guild Wars 2.
So we played couch co-op. Bobby, do you want to tell him how much you sucked?
Anything involving a controller, I'm not going to do well at. That's a given.
Yeah.
So we played three games, but really only two. The first one, I think, was the most interesting, Hidden in Plain Sight. So this game, how would you even describe this game? Let me look
it is a co-op, couch co-op only. You can't play it single player. You can't play it online. Mm-hmm. You have to be in the room with people, and it is based, you are basing your fun off everybody else around you.
But so, it's a game of deception.
Yeah.
Game of deception, and also, a lot of the time, you don't know who you are. So you're not even being deceptive until you can figure out.
The first step of almost all of the maps are to find out who you are. Yeah. Figure out who you are.
And you do that by just doing random movements and then saying, oh, that's definitely me. And then going back to not doing random movements, trying to act like the other NPCs and trying to be inconspicuous.
So basically this game has a bunch of guys that look exactly like you or similar to you, but all controlled by the computer, and they're doing movements, and then you are supposed to be trying to imitate the computer movements because somebody else in the room with you is trying to figure out who you are in order to stop you, right? That's kind of the basic
it sounds really complex.
And they have several different game modes where they do this, but they describe it this way: Hidden in Plain Sight is a local multiplayer stealth party game. Blend into the crowd of AI characters and eliminate other players before they eliminate you.
That's what I said.
Yeah, pretty much. The best mode, though, was the race game, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a game of stop-go or green light, red light. But instead of somebody saying red light, green light, if you just run the whole way, everybody's going to know that's you and you're not one of the AIs. And everybody has one bullet. So if somebody's just running for the thing, he's going to get shot for sure. So you have to kind of act like one of the AIs.
You want to run, but you can't because you're going to give yourself away.
Right. So you're trying to take baby steps, but then you see somebody pull up ahead. Hey, man, it is genius. This game mode right here is perfection.
We were cracking up.
Yeah, it was really funny. And there was this one time where Bobby had a breakaway and he was about to win, and he stopped purposely and used this one bullet on Chad Snow for no reason. He didn't have to shoot him. He was going to win the race. He just turned around and clipped him. It was awesome.
Now, I think the downside to this game is you really need – we did it with three people. It was fun, but you really need four people to get the full experience.
I think two would work as well.
I think two or four. Well, two would be –
two would be fun, but not as fun as four.
Four wouldn't be very good at all. I think. Sure. Yeah, take for instance the race game. If you did that with two people, whoever shoots first is probably, you know.
Well, if he hits his target, he wins. If he loses, if he misses, he loses.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he hits his target, he wins. But I don't know. If you have four people, then there's a lot more ways that can play out. If you have two people, then it's pretty cut and dry, and the game's over in a second.
Two is probably better than three.
Yeah. But we were having some fun with the sniper game, where the assassin game, where somebody was trying to assassinate people, and then the other two were trying to find out which guy it was.
Yeah,
that was fun. Three players.
There's a lot of these, and this is, they call it a party game. There's a lot of these party games out there that are actually a lot of fun. There was one that recently came out. I think David, who's winning, picked it up. It was called the what are those games? Jack? You don't know Jack?
Oh, yeah. There's a Jack truck or something.
Yeah, well, they made a new one, like the Jack Party Box, and that's the one. It's like $25, so you're probably getting it on sale somewhere, but I hear that one's really good.
You don't know Jack was awesome. I love that game.
Bobby owns like 100 of them.
Well, I got the pack that was on Steam, but they're not very good. I played them before. I really don't like them, but this new one is supposed to be a whole lot better, and I really want to check that one out.
Let's be honest, though. Hidden in Plain Sight should be a drinking game. Like, it should...
Oh, for sure.
It should include booze. And the fact that I was the only one drinking, because if we had, because you don't really have a scoreboard, somebody either wins or loses, and then it just goes to the next round.
No, there is a scoreboard.
There's a literal scoreboard
that says player one, seven, player two.
But what
three.
I'm saying
by the way,
is,
I'm the grand champion of this game.
Yeah, he cheated the whole time. What I'm saying is, winning 10 rounds or whatever, we just went to the next mode. But if I had to have drank nine times before we went to that next mode, that would have really impacted me, you know, like
for sure.
So I think that game would be perfect as a drinking game.
I could definitely recommend it with $6.
$6.
Definitely recommend it for $6, especially if you have two to four friends to play with. But remember, it's local only, so that's a tricky thing to do for some people.
Well, maybe games like this will become a little more popular with the Steam Link coming out.
Yeah.
But really easy also. Your girlfriend can easily play this. It's just directional and maybe one button.
And the graphics, I guess you would say they're pixel art, but really not that pixelated.
It reminded me a lot of Battle Chess.
Not like Crawl.
It didn't impact the game, the graphics.
It was as good as it needed to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. As we do say around here.
Yep.
We also played Castle Crashers, which is kind of like a side-scroller beat-em-up by... Who are those guys?
Behemoth.
Behemoth. Yeah. And, you know, they always have great art style.
Okay. I don't think we need to explain this game to anyone. Like, I couldn't believe that you guys hadn't played this game before.
It didn't look fun to me, honestly. Like, every time I see pictures, it doesn't... Mm. Beat-em-ups never really...
Yeah, but this one has depth.
Make me interested. Did it have depth?
Yeah, with the unlocking.
It had a really cute art style. It had progression. You could level your characters up. I mean, this game was a huge hit on Xbox Live. Yeah, it was. And this was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, this was like one of the first ones on Xbox Live, wasn't it? One of the first big ones.
I remember someone bringing their Xbox over to my place just to play this game. But it didn't come out on the PC until years later. And a lot of people... You know, if you play online, I've noticed a lot of latency issues. I have no idea why. It's not a really hard game to run. Mm. But local co-op, this game's great. Although Bad this net is code. The one game, the only game ever, where it has Steam Cloud. So if you level up your character, that's saved and synced in the Steam Cloud. For some reason, it deleted my save. I lost a whole bunch of progress on this game. The only time ever that it's happened.
And then you never really want to go back, right? It leaves a poor taste in your mouth.
Yeah, what I did is I downloaded some really weird hack that where you had to run it while the game was running, and you do an action, and it copies that action over and over again so you could level up your characters faster. And I did that, and I got approximately to where I was with my character.
And then stop playing?
I haven't gone back to this game in a while. This is one of those games that I played with my girlfriend for a while because it's an easy game. I mean, it's really simple. Most beat-em-up games are. You have like a light attack, a heavy attack, a jump.
Not on a keyboard.
Yeah, on a keyboard, I would not recommend this game.
Yeah, for sure.
We only had three controllers and a keyboard, so I was stuck on the keyboard. But yeah, so I guess we're not supposed to talk about it because everybody's played it already.
How, how much is Castle Crashers?
I don't know. They got some DLC. Retail, I'm not sure how much it is, but it's you could always find it on sale for... I mean, Battle Block Theater was on sale for like $2 last Steam sale, so yeah. I'm sure Castle Crashers
probably is... Probably about the same, right?
Yeah, or probably, cheaper. Probably somewhere. Let's see how much Steam has it for. 66% off right now. So you can get it for $5.09. Normally retails for $14.99.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't buy it for $14.99.
Yeah.
For sure.
Overwhelmingly positive. 96%.
So many fucking reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a popular game.
Yeah, but the art style is really what sells it for me.
You guys also played Final Exam. We were trying to play a four-player game. Apparently, you can play Final Exam four players
but online
yeah. but local, you can only play two. That's the worst. Yeah. Like, why would you restrict it in that manner?
I've never seen that before. That's really weird.
Yeah.
It didn't look very appealing to me once I started playing it. But, you know, how do I know? I just went through the tutorial, so.
The art style did not do anything for me.
And the big guy and the smallest guy had the exact same attack combo. I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, every character, I think, has... pretty much the same
combo.
Yeah, combo or whatever you would call that. Same kit.
Right.
Yeah. Shall we talk a little bit about esports coming up or what's going on?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on with esports right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Today, October 31st, I mean, this will be the second by the time
Happy Halloween, by the way, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today at 5 in the morning, it was in Berlin, so 5 a.m. our time, the League of Legends World Championship had their grand finals. And the winner is SKT. I mean, this really doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I don't follow League of Legends, so I'm not familiar with the players or the teams.
I was watching it in the early rounds when USA teams were still in it, but then they decided to shit the bed, so then I stopped watching.
Yeah.
Okay, SKT. That is that Taiwanese team?
SKT is, I think I have them right here. You know what was what was interesting to me about this is the prize pool, because it didn't say in all the articles I saw about this, it didn't even mention the prize pool. So I had to look it up on Wikipedia. First place gets $1 million, second place, 250,000, third place, 100,000. It goes down from there, but $1 million for first place compared to that,
so much bigger. Well, yeah. Money wise.
I mean, $1 million isn't bad. I mean, that's more than Dota was at. What was last year's Dota? I mean, it was 18 million this year, but the year before it was like six. Yeah, six or seven. So I guess it has been up there. But when they did the free-to-play documentary, that was the first time they broke $1 million, and that was a big deal. But yeah,
I think Dota does better on getting its fans to contribute to the prize pool, though.
Yeah,
League of Legends still needs to catch up a little bit about getting... Smite does the same thing, where you buy stuff in the game, and it contributes to the prize pool there.
Yeah, and that's a smart move.
And Dota does the same thing with the compendium, right?
Yeah, the Compendium. It's like Fantasy League.
Yeah.
It looks like this is a Korean team.
Yep.
Yeah, wow, look at all those Koreans.
Yeah.
A little more than half.
Yeah.
Well, did anybody doubt? I mean, they do so well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on which
game. It was pretty even, honestly. The games that I were watching, there wasn't one group that was just completely owning the other groups.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty even across the board.
Well, I'm interested to see how the Heroes of the Storm tournament plays out. They're doing the grouping stage right now. And the team I've been following mostly is Cloud9. And they've been doing really well so far. But I've seen them play other American teams, but I'm really interested to see how they do internationally.
How does Heroes of the Storm break their groups up? Is it just...
North America versus Europe?
Or? Is it North America versus Europe? Because that's what I always find interesting. Like, League of Legends has a specific region just for Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And see,
they've
I
got
no
another
idea.
Region just for Taiwan. And then they've got North America and they've got Europe.
Well, they got to go by capita, right? Like, how many professional gamers?
Well,
they probably have so many contenders from Korea that they have to do that. But I'm not sure if Heroes does that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I always find that interesting because...
It makes sense, though, because...
Like, groups like... You just think populace and you think like Europe is a big grouping in North America. But when it comes to esports, Korea, Taiwan, that whole region
pro
is just...
Pro gamer per 1,000 people.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, little side note. Overwatch released a new character. The character is a professional StarCraft player.
I was so confused by this, dude. I had to research it. because I thought it was a real person.
Yeah, me too.
That it was a, yeah. So I'm like looking for a picture of her. I was like, oh, she's probably hot. So I'm looking around.
She's probably hot. Professional like, StarCraft player.
And then I'm like, wait, how is a girl the best? I've never even seen one girl, let alone the best in the world.
No, there's one famous girl, that a famous StarCraft 2 player.
I've never seen her.
Anyways, the Overwatch character, her background story is she's a professional StarCraft player.
Right.
And then she's playing in Overwatch, so that's kind of like her background. I just thought
Which is interesting. Does that mean there's an Earth and there's a...
I think that's... Yeah.
Who knows?
But it's an Earth with a giant monkey.
People... I've heard people worrying about the story. I don't give a fuck. TF2 has zero story, and it's amazing. The story is told in the interactions between these characters.
Well, they kind of built a story.
You're not a character-driven player. Like, let's be honest. You're not like...
I'm just saying the gameplay is all I need.
Yeah.
Anything else would be extra.
You're not every player. Some people need a little...
I said me. I didn't say people should not care.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Give me the game.
There's also some Hearthstone going on. Their Worlds is also going on right now, which I find odd. Why are they doing Heroes of the Storm and Hearthstone tournament?
I wonder if they're
going
to do it all at BlizzCon. Like, if that's going to be the grand finale for all of this.
That would make sense.
It just... Yeah. You would think, like, you'd do seasons as Blizzard, right? You've got...
It's also new, man.
You got WoW, you got Heroes of the Storm, you got Hearthstone. You could split it up and try to take over the whole year, right?
They're renting a big venue, and they'll just have that one venue instead of having three separate. They're probably keeping costs down.
Yeah.
This is the first year that they're doing all three, so that I know of. Is this the first big BlizzCon? I mean, HOTS tournament? The first world?
It's the biggest one.
They had one last year, I believe.
Yeah, I think they've been doing them, but this is definitely... I mean, the game
I tried watching this, and it's just not as interesting. I'd watch League of Legends, even though I don't play League of Legends. I'd watch Heroes of the Storm, even though I don't really play Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
Hearthstone's you also don't play, fun. Now, I play Hearthstone.
I was thinking about this, too, because I can't watch Hearthstone tournaments either. But it's like chess for me. Chess is not... It's really interesting. I really like chess. I used to be good at it, but it's not a visual game. It's not... Football is a visual game. Baseball is a visual game. You see someone dive and make this amazing catch. Like, that's cool to look at. But, you know, chess, there's nothing... Well, kind of the way they can do that move where they swap a piece and they put the other one down real quick. That's kind of cool, you know. But there's really nothing that really excites you visually when you watch it. And same thing with Hearthstone. It's a very mental, very strategic game. And it's really interesting, but it's just not... It's not visually appealing.
Yeah.
Or when Anderson Silva went to stand on his leg that wasn't there. Oh, jeez. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
What I think of it is... It's funny because I think of Heroes of the Storm and League of Legends and Dota and all those players. I think of them as athletes because one of the things they have that I don't have is that reflex and the twitch. Mm. And, you know, like, that is an actual physical skill that they have that I can't do. And there's nothing in Hearthstone that is displayed. When I watch Hearthstone, if I watch a pro, I can sit there and think, okay, what's my turn going to do? And then I can see how he plays it out and see how I
and
did.
That's about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I can't... That will never be a play where I'll be like, oh shit, that just happened? Yeah. Because, like, you'll see in League of Legends or whatever, they'll do some move and you'll be like, oh shit, I didn't even... How did he survive that? Like, I never would have survived that. You don't get that in Hearthstone. Right, so it doesn't have that same sort of feel to me.
No, I get it. It's kind of like the difference between watching poker on TV as opposed to, like, probably saying real sports.
Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I think, like, people...
But people do watch.
People get down on esports.
One of the most...
So we're saying, go home, Hearthstone. No one likes you.
Yeah. No.
Go home, dinosaurs.
Yeah, go home, dinosaurs. Callback. That's a week-old callback.
We're just going to bring it up every episode now.
All right, let's get into some news.
Cool. Bobby should be happy about this. Viscera cleanup detail out of Early Access... A.K.A. Space Mexican.
I was because, like, why is it called Space Mexican?
Because all you do is clean up in space, so obviously.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I didn't know this was even in Early Access. Didn't we talk about this like 2 years ago?
A long, long time ago.
Yeah, but now it's officially out. So, Bobby, you think you'll revisit it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Did enough cleaning up already?
Maybe I'll do the Christmas one they have.
It was one of his favorite games of like 2013, though.
I wouldn't say that. I got a kick out of this game, but it was short-lived.
What was the Christmas thing?
You're cleaning up Santa's workshop after a massacre.
Of course you are.
Yeah, naturally. What else?
No Man's Sky release date, June 2016.
But that is PlayStation?
Wow.
No, I believe that's the PC. Yeah, that's the PC.
Wow. So, is it coming out for PlayStation earlier?
I thought it was, but maybe not.
That I don't know. I was only worried about the PC thing. So, it came out with a new trailer. I watched it. The big difference that I saw in this one is robotics. It looks like the player had built a lot of his own droids, and they're going around, like, walking with him, kind of like a herd.
Hmm.
And then also he was taking down something that looked like an AT-ST. He shot one of those down. Besides that, it's a lot of planets, weird aliens, weird planets, space battles, and all beautiful. But
yeah.
I really hope they pull this off.
We're all going to play it. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
it's already bought.
But here's the weird thing.
It's already bought for me. I don't know about you.
But guys. I said the same thing about Evolve. I never bought that. Same thing about Titanfall. Never bought that. You know. But big problem is we could be separated by millions of miles and never be able to play with each other with this game if they do what they say they're going to do.
Like what was that one zombie game?
Yeah, DayZ.
DayZ. Yeah.
But that's
all right, guys. Where are you guys? Okay, half an hour to try to run across the fucking island, and then you die to some douchebag.
But this is like, you would have to play the game. Let me just throw something out there. 3 months until you can get some sort of teleporter where you can put in coordinates. You would have to know your coordinates. I'm guessing that there's going to be teleporters. Like, who knows? You'll probably have to build the other side of the teleporter. Like, because otherwise, there's no way to traverse that many miles. Who knows?
Or maybe they have something in there where your friends just jump in and they end up on the same planet.
Yeah, sure. Let's hope.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Terraria was, right? Yeah. There's a way to get to your friends. I think you spawn at the same location.
That'd be awesome.
I think that'd be better. I mean, I don't think people are really going to like it if you can't really play with each other.
Yeah.
I think they said there's like a billion planets or something crazy in this or whatever. But fuck, who knows, man?
So many planets that nobody, they'll never... Yeah. Find them all.
And I think the other cool thing about this is the devs don't even know. When they go to a planet, it's new to them as well.
Yeah.
Because it's all procedurally generated.
It's cool.
So there's creatures they've never seen. There's this thing where he went to this planet because he was looking for whatever. And he went into caves. And in the caves, there was bioluminescent creatures, which they had never programmed. Like, because things aren't supposed to live without light. That's what they programmed in, but somehow some creatures have figured out how to live in caves, like on their own.
Life finds a way.
So crazy, man. This is Skynet.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky,
I don't know.
No Man's Skynet. Oh my God.
Yep. You figured it out.
But everything that they promised with this game, I feel like we heard with Terraria, though. That's my only concern.
No, not Terraria. The other one.
Spore?
No. You're right. It's not Starbound. I don't know why I keep calling it Terraria. But yeah. I mean, they are very similar. But yeah, Starbound promised a lot of these things except on a 2D scale. And, you know, it had thousands of worlds that were all different from each other. But then you kind of saw the similarities and saw, you know, like, okay, well, this one's basically the same thing, but it, you know, the trees are this color and the ground's this color.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see like a year from now, June 16th.
For 2016, for 2016, I'd say it's my most anticipated game right now.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think that's like a bad thing, though. When you say something is your most anticipated, that means that's it's probably going to be your biggest letdown.
Follows the Evolve path.
Yeah.
Are we moving on?
Yeah.
Okay. Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition came out. Over 1,000 upgrades and... You know, every once in a while, a game does this. They come out with an enhanced edition, and you're like, well, it looks a little bit better, and they tighten this up. This looks almost like 2.0 or like a sequel. It looks way better. Everything that you had to read before is now voice-acted. It now has controller support. It has local co-op. It has local co-op on controllers.
Yeah, didn't we have to, like, do all sorts of jankiness to get... co-op working for us?
No, that was for four players. That was a mod.
And there were a lot of mods and a lot of mods that I remember saying this should just be in the game.
Yeah. And they, I'm sure that's what they did. I bet a lot of their ideas came from the modding community. And so now this gives us even more reason to go back and play
Bobby. Which we still won't.
We have to finish this playthrough. Maybe we'll start streaming. Maybe we'll stream it this week.
Yeah, I don't think this is a very good game to stream, though, because it's such a long game, and there's a lot of story, and it's just, it's not very entertaining. But this...
It is entertaining, just not entertaining to watch.
Well, you could come in, if you just joined a channel and someone was, like, in the middle of something, then you have no context of the game, and it just, I don't see a lot of people watching this.
Well, I just didn't want people to think that we thought it was a bad game. This is a great game.
And I was just going to say, this is probably one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
Like, now that I think about it. I just feel this is like a really good game on so many different levels and for so many different reasons.
It makes me want to start a new playthrough, actually.
I haven't even finished the two that I have started.
I know, right?
What's this EULA secret message?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that in. So in their EULA, which is their end user license agreement, every game has it. It's that gibberish that nobody ever reads and they just click OK, but you say that you read it. They put a line somewhere in there that said, hey, the first 100 people to say that they read this message will get something special from us. Just to see if anybody actually read it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if we're talking about, obviously, 100 people. But they haven't said what the special thing is. But I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
nice little touch.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So
tell me about this new character in Street Fighter V.
Well, it's a new character for Street Fighter V, but Dalsim was announced.
Oh, yeah, I saw this video. Looks dope.
Looks cool. Like, everybody in Street Fighter V looks cool.
Yeah.
They also announced a release date, February 16th, I believe.
Yep.
And then they also announced this... They're not doing these kind of packs that they did last time with Street Fighter IV. So what they're doing now is that they're going to just release characters and stuff slowly over time. Mm-hmm. And you can then earn it... They've got in-game currency, so... While you're playing and leveling up and doing your things, you're earning this stuff. So then you can unlock. So basically, it rewards players that play the game constantly will continue to unlock characters for free and unlock those things for free. Or if you don't play constantly, you can also use purchased currency to buy these. So,
which is the perfect way of doing it, I think.
I think it is too, but I think they're going to... I think the people that want all those characters are the people that play a lot, and the people that play a lot are going to have the in-game currency to be able to buy it. So I think the right thing is to do a mix. The characters you can unlock for free, similar to MOBAs, but if you want to do costume packs and whatever, you have to spend money because the costume packs are just cosmetic stuff. So I don't know how this is going to work.
It's all about the balancing, how much you have to play for each character. That's going to greatly affect it as well.
But I think that's cool because fighting games are predicated on the characters. And the game gets stale until you release more and more characters. So the idea that they have a stable that it comes out with, but then it releases more as time goes on, that's how you build your legs with fighting games, is more characters. So I think this is a cool kind of concept.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Tribes is now free, but does that mean Tribes Ascend is free?
Yep. Tribes Ascend, all of the tribes, there's a bunch of them. There's actually even one that is a PS2 only game that they released for free. They released the ISO, and if you get a PS2 emulator, you can play the game for free also. So all of the tribes stuff is all free.
They're really pushing tribes lately. I feel like it wasn't in the news for about a year, and now it seems to be everywhere. Even before this, they were...
Well, Ascend never really took off, never really ascended, I guess you'd say.
Hey!
But,
boom.
You know, even though they're making all this free, I still feel like nobody's going to play it, which is unfortunate because these were really good games.
I'm wondering if they're doing all this stuff as coming up to a new Tribes game.
The combination of EverQuest, the original EverQuest, and Tribes, the original Tribes. Seeing those two games made me go buy my first gaming PC.
Yeah.
I was just blown away. They were doing stuff. And Tribes Ascend is fun, especially for free. Download it.
That's the one with the sliding action.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You kind of like ski.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Really fun. Fast-paced vertical shooter.
Maybe one of these days we could stream that game.
Yeah, why not?
Why would anybody want to watch that? So they re-released Batman Arkham Knight. What is it called? Arkham Knight?
Arkham Knight, yeah.
So they re-release it on Steam. Most people are saying it's better, not great. Frame rate still drops into the 45 range if you're driving the Batmobile.
So strange.
And then a lot of people were upset because they're like, I'm sorry, gift is all of the old Batmans. So you can get Batman Arkham Asylum Game of the Year, Arkham City Game of the Year, Arkham... what's the other ones?
Origins.
Origins, and then Origins. There's another Origins one. So if you get that by November 16th, they'll give you all those games for free. The problem is, most people that bought Arkham Knight also have all those games already.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give you anything if you already have those games. You can just give those away to people. So a lot of people are upset about this. This was just a terrible, terrible release.
That was Evolve, where they're like, you know, buy it now, get a free copy of Left 4 Dead 1. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
First of all, who doesn't have that game? And second of all, who wants that game?
Yeah. So it's back out. It's better. If you've already bought it, go ahead and give it a go again. If you haven't bought it, there's nothing really here that I think would make you go like, oh, now I'll go ahead and buy this. I think you just wait until it's half off or whatever.
And don't forget the $20 of DLC they have out.
Oh, by the way, they said the DLC is available just like it is on consoles. But no, they're not giving any of that away for free or discounted or anything. It's just there if you want to spend money on it.
I'm not going to play this game on principle.
Yeah, it's just... But you own the game.
You're boycotting this game.
Oh, you don't own it. You're a friend, family share.
So you could get this... that 1935...
Global...
Yeah, for the CD key on G2A, which is more expensive than it was when it originally came out.
Yeah, it was like 17 or 16.
Yeah, it was down to about 16.
Yeah, so that's the Arkham debacle.
And I believe that's the podcast, right?
Got a couple...
Well, we want to make a few announcements here. We already mentioned that we're changing the streaming hours. Emilio, you're going to be streaming 7 to 9 Pacific time on our Twitch channel.
That's Tuesday through Thursday.
And then we're going to do Saturday. We're going to try to do 10 to 12 every Saturday.
Sorry, yeah. Monday through Thursday.
Typically Saturday, we do a lot of gaming. So, you know, hit us up on our Steam group or check us out on DL Gaming, DOTnet on Twitch and see what we're up to. We've been playing a lot with listeners lately, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which has been really cool.
But we play a lot with a few listeners, but I'd really like to diversify our listeners. If you listen but don't play with us or contact us, this is your opportunity to reach out to us, hit us up on Steam, add us as friends, tell us what games you guys are playing, tell us what games you want us to play with you, tell us what games you want us to review. We have a whole thing up on our Steam group on what games you want us to review. Like, if you're listening in but not talking to us, this is your opportunity. Go ahead and do it. We love talking to listeners.
I'm probably the most accessible. I'm on the most, and my handle is Ender's Logic. Chad's probably on the second amount, so he's Flopsy Asterix, and Bobby is Digi, but he is incognito. He's
95% a goddamn ninja.
No, I've been online a lot.
Yeah,
I've actually played this week, game,
and then pay him
then
for
it. It shows everybody to everybody, or
not if you're incognito.
No. If you have yours, it's offline. But
I do want to bring up again, this is our 100 episode. 100, we're giving away 100. Once again, listen to him on the go to the stream, go to your iTunes, put a review in, and then Saturday we're also giving one away. So do that if you want some free Steam stuff.
Bobby, you want to sign it off?
Nope. I sign it on, man. I start things off. You finish it.
Yes. Cool. If you need to contact us for any business or anything like that, or how the contest is going to work, Emilio at dlgaming.net. Most of our links are at dlgaming.net. And I think that's it. So speaking for Chad, Bobby, and myself, titties! Titties.